Thank you and good morning. Congressman Jared Huffman, along with Oregon Congressman Peter DeFazio, the ranking member of the House Transportation Committee, will tour the Last Chance Grade tomorrow, hopefully by helicopter, weather permitting, and then meet with Caltrans officials and local representatives from Del Norte County and Huffman's stakeholders group. The projected cost to reroute Highway 101 at Last Chance Grade are more than $1 billion, and in an editorial to the Daily Triplicate, Huffman said other concerns about impacts to state parks and the environment must be considered as well. Huffman has enlisted the cooperation of DeFazio, who represents Curry and Josephine counties in the southwestern part of Oregon, and in the next few weeks, engineers from the Federal Highway Safety Administration will visit the site to install monitoring equipment. After the Last Chance Grade tour, the congressmen will then visit the Smith River. Oregon Senator Ron Wyden has introduced a bill that would prohibit future mining projects for nickel, cobalt, and chromium in more than 95,000 acres along the Smith. Fortuna police responded to a report that a man carrying a child was acting suspiciously in a parking lot on Renner Drive on Tuesday afternoon. When police contacted the man, he refused to cooperate, answer their questions, or provide identification. As officers moved to place the man, identified as 49-year-old George Scavelli, under arrest, he resisted but was subdued and detained. It was later determined that officers had arrested a man wanted for escaping from San Francisco police custody in 1992, and that a warrant had been issued by the post office for the distribution of drugs. Scavelli was booked on the outstanding warrant. A 4.1 magnitude earthquake was recorded by the Geological Survey at about 11:30 last night off the coast of Ferndale. The Tembler was located about 20 miles off the coast at a depth of about 75 feet. No damage or injuries have been reported, and you can let the Geological Survey know if you felt the quake by visiting their website at usgs.gov. Jordan Christmas has news from the Sheriff's Office.
On Wednesday, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office introduced a new deputy who will be stationed in Garberville thanks to Measure Z funding. Foy Malindi was hired in 2015 as a deputy recruit and graduated from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy over the summer. He began his first day as a solo deputy on Monday.
Thank you, Jordan. This past Sunday morning, Eureka Police, with an assist from members of the Humboldt Bay Fire Department, arrested 38-year-old Jason Neal Curtis after he allegedly assaulted the owner of the Stuffed Potato Restaurant in Eureka. Captain Steve Watson with EPD said that the firefighters had left the restaurant and were preparing to leave the scene when they saw the victim, 76-year-old Helga Yvonne Morgan, escort Curtis to the door of her restaurant, and then he punched her hard in the face. The blow broke Morgan's nose and fractured bones in her face, and she may have to temporarily close until she heals. Watson said that Curtis, who has a history of violent acts, was booked for felony assault, elder abuse, and probation violations, and he hopes to see him get a prison sentence for his actions. Curtis will not be released on his own recognizance, and he remains in jail with a $50,000 bail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Humboldt County voters make their final decisions for the upcoming election, they will have a long list of local, county, and state initiatives and measures to consider. Today, we take a look at State Propositions 60, 61, and 62. Proposition 60 would require performers in adult films in California to use condoms during the filming of sexual intercourse, as well as require producers to pay for performer vaccinations, testing, and medical examinations related to sexually transmitted infections. The measure would also require producers of adult films to obtain a state health license and to post condom requirements at filming locations. Prop 61 deals with prescription drug pricing and would prohibit any state agency from purchasing prescription drugs from a manufacturer at a price higher than the lowest price paid for by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. The measure would exempt managed care programs funded by Medi-Cal and would apply to any state agency that ultimately pays for the drugs. Prop 62 is unique this year in that there is another measure on the ballot that deals with the same issue, the death penalty. Prop 62 on its own would abolish the death penalty in the state of California, and it would retroactively apply to all current existing death sentences. The measure would require all those sentenced to life in prison without parole to work while serving the sentence to pay restitution to victims, and it would also raise the percentage of an inmate's wages that are used to pay that restitution. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.